My name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. I am recording an interview with
Robert Vella, president of Texas A&M University, Kingsville.
The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. Let's begin with our first question. What do tamales mean to you?
You know, that's a great question. I guess I've always, as a young person, thought about it as just a source of tremendous food, right? But as you get older and you get wiser, you start thinking about that food represents the love, the sense of family, the sense of struggle that as a family unit you go through. You may not have a lot, but there's always tamales, you know, right? There's always frijoles, you know, and those things, as you get older, you start reflecting on how important that culture is, and especially centered around food, but specifically tamales, you know, especially around the holidays. Tamales always meant, for me, great food, right? But also a place where the family comes together and they all come home to that kitchen that we all knew, and we all partake in not only the eating of tamales, but the making of tamales.
Do you have any special memories during these times when you would eat and make tamales with your family?
Yeah, I just remember my grandmother, you know, helping us, you know, to learn how to make tamales or fresh tortillas, you know. I would look at her with such awe to say, I said, Grandma, how do you know this? You don't have a recipe, you don't have a book, or it was just all out of her, you know, just years of experience. And I was always amazed that she knew exactly the right ingredients without having to refer to anything in writing. And so she would often give me little tasks to do. And I tried to be sure that I would do it just right, because I didn't want to be responsible for the tamales not coming out the way she would make them. So I took it very seriously, and I wanted to be sure that I could be a good helper for her.
When you'd be helping your grandma, was there any like specific tools you would use when helping out, or no?
I don't remember any specific tools, but I do remember taking a lot of pride in the wrapping to be sure that that they were nice and pristine, so they were presentable, you know. So that for me, it was not so much about the tools; it was more about making sure that the presentation was right as well, because my grandmother took a lot of pride in not only how they tasted but how they looked.
You had such a deep pride with these tamales. What do you do them only during like specific holidays, or like any time there be a celebration?
So my thing growing up was like, okay, tamales are just for the holidays, right? And I'm like, but as we all know now, tamales are year round, right? So now it's been a blessing to have such amazing, you know, restaurants and chefs that do amazing things, just like what we're doing here today, to have them year round. So I guess anytime I feel like I want to get back home and I can't, food triggers that sense of family and belonging, and I just get a good go get a good tamale plate, right, and enjoy and remember and reminisce the great times that we had together as a family unit.
You can never go wrong with a good tamale plate.
No. Right.
Was there a specific way you would eat them, or?
So back in the day, we used to. I hate to even say this, but this is just the way it was. We'd get tamales, and the first thing we'd ask for is ketchup. I'm not sure why we ate them with ketchup, but growing up, we ate them with ketchup. I think my taste palate has evolved, and I do like them with great picante or some chile con carne on top, or even some great, you know, melted cheese on top to give it just that extra little taste of a preference that I enjoy. But I really like them with a great green salsa, and that's just the way I prefer to eat them now.
I see. I have to agree, me personally, the green salsa is always the best. And now that you eat them nowadays, what do you typically serve it with? Do you eat it with like rice and beans, anything else, or?
Traditionally, I love them with rice and beans, but you know, because they're so filling, there are times we just eat them by themselves, just in a plate, and that's very, very filling. when I do add rice and beans, it's very hard for me to finish the plate. I tell you that because it's a lot of carbs. But oftentimes we get them fresh right out of the foil paper and go right into the plate, and we start eating them with that green salsa that I love so much.
I see. Man, there's always the best when they're fresh.
Yes.
What do you always, like, nowadays, do you typically make them homemade, or would you buy them from, like, an HEB or a restaurant?
We traditionally buy them, I buy them from a restaurant or someone that I know makes really good tamales. So, you know, you may have them for a specific gathering or an event, right, that you're going to save them for, but I can't help myself that when you grab that really warm bundle of tamales, I'm going to grab one or two out of there just because I've got to taste them. So, but yeah, we traditionally, I know exactly who to get my tamales, especially the ones that have a lot of variety, not just pork, right? They've got chicken and we've got the whole beans and jalapeno, and I mean, I love all those variations in tamales.
It's always great to get a variety, whether it's beans, like you said, or chicken or pork.
Yes.
You can never just go with one.
That's right.
And I want to go with one last question, a kind of fun one.
Yes.
Is there any, like, unique fillings you've seen that are, like, you want to try, or they're kind of, like, what is that, like a dessert tamale or something?
Well, I tell you, I can't help but think the big thing right now with kids is hot Cheetos. I wonder what that would do if we just... snuck some hot Cheetos in there with a maybe some other ingredient for the young folks, right? Because I see folks eating a lot of hot Cheetos. I personally, that I think that's more for the young folks, that I think we could do something fun with tamales and hot Cheetos. But maybe some egg and chicharron. And I think that would be a great breakfast tamale that I love breakfast. So I think that could really take off. I'd definitely buy them.
I would have to agree with that. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Vella, for
My
taking
pleasure.
Part in this interview.
My pleasure.